Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much. Dom Giordano show. If you missed it earlier, we had Mark Levin on. And Dana, a bird flew into my window and told me he flew into the window of some legislators that are friendly to the show and the credibility of the show. And they'll be listening at 11:30 when Mark Levin, we replay that, so they have a sense of the wisdom of what the Great One says to do as far as not this federal case we just heard they're bringing, but right out of the U.S. Constitution and a resolution from the legislature. Well, he explains it. Constitutionally, they have the power. They are the only ones that have the power to set these election laws. And he's adamant about not going the route that they're going. So I kind of am bridging the gap here and saying they can do both in this. They can do their federal suit, but they can do this also. And it would be a massive opportunity to educate the public on what Democrats are up to here in Pennsylvania big time. You're aware and you're probably seething. I'm sure Liz Priate-Habe that we had on last week is seething. We were getting volunteers to go and check the signatures. There'll be 300,000 mail-in ballots, right, in Montgomery County. Now we're hearing ballot boxes, signatures don't matter, days after the election is over, be counting votes, as long as they're in, doesn't have to be postmarked, nothing. They are up to anything possible. They know their vote. They know exactly what they're up to. They know how to play the corruption game. So this is hand-to-hand combat. You'll hear that at 11:30. All right. Some friends of mine in South Jersey, too, that are right on top of things, told me the story, you talk about cancel culture, of Robert Menta, who is a well-regarded school resource officer in the schools, I believe in Cherry Hill, who was dismissed recently, as I understand it, because of a post that he put up on social media. Robert joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano program. Robert, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, Robert, tell us, what were you working at? What was your job, school resource officer, where, and what were your duties?
Let me first qualify that I'm a retired police officer. I am not actively a school resource officer, but a civilian employee acting security and as an assistant to the resource officers in Cherry Hill.
Okay. And what was your role, though? What were you doing in that role exactly?
Security, safety of the students, the staff, and hall monitor duties and such.
Okay. So you were actually in the school then?
That is correct, at Cherry Hill
okay.
East.
And your contract was with the Cherry Hill School District?
That is correct.
Okay. And Robert, you posted something with that background. First of all, thank you for your service as a police officer and what you've been doing. You posted something about the Jacob Blake shooting, right?
Yes, I did.
What did you post, Robert?
First of all, I was receiving questions from friends who are the liberal friends. I have friends all over the spectrum. And they were questioning as to why Jacob Blake was shot. Why did the police try to arrest him? Why was he shot in the back? Why was he shot as an unarmed man? And why did they have to shoot him seven times?
Okay.
So I decided to clarify that to the people who were asking me those questions. And I answered them with the facts that he was being arrested for a felony warrant, the rape of a minor, and that he reached for a weapon. He made a furtive move to grab a weapon when he was shot. That such furtive move justified the shooting, which is known in the circuit as a good shoot.
Yeah, so it's the phrase good shoot, right?
That's the phrase used when it's justified.
Right. I've heard that all the time by cops. Now, people may not like it. It's kind of the jargon of the profession. It's kind of clinical. That does not mean any expert witness, we could bring 1,000 police in or people that are not just rabidly cancel culture, and they would say, Robert, as I'm sure you meant it, all that means is it met the requirements legally of what you could choose to do in that situation and be legal, right?
That is correct.
So who calls you? What happens then with this good shoot comment? What happens as a real? Take us through the train of events.
I was called into the superintendent's office on Monday, August 31st, and informed that my post violated the school district's policy on social media and that I was to be dismissed.
And how did it violate it? Did they tell you?
Apparently, on the policy that we have, is any communication that's directed or to can be seen by the pupils of the school.
Yeah, but I mean, what is the offense here? What did they explicitly? We got that they can see this. All right, so it's a public matter. Are they saying you just can't post on something like this, or what is it about the? It's the good shoot, right? Is that what they told you? You can't say that.
No, I was not informed of any reason. I was simply told that it upset people and I was being dismissed. I was given no reason other than that.
So what have you proceeded then since then based upon whatever kind of contractual thing you have with them? Do you have an attorney or are you doing anything around this?
Yes, I have contacted an attorney and we're looking into the dismissal being possibly a violation of First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I would say so. And it's going to hinge on, look, if they told you, Robert, I'd be on this side, and I think you would be too. If they say, look, Robert, we get what this good shoot means. You have a clean record. There's nothing else here. But you can't post that stuff anymore in that kind of manner. You got to be sensitive. There are other people that are going to take it this way. You'd have a choice then to determine, do you want to do that or not? But just to knock you out based on that phraseology, this is exactly what's going on that's wrong that's out there.
No, I've given no grievance procedure, no avenue to dispute this. I was given no opportunity to explain. I was simply dismissed based on the fact that it upset somebody.
God, can you give us
that violation one more time, Robert, that they got you on?
Yeah.
What it was exactly?
The policy on social media posting that as it reads, that any inappropriate conduct posted that is directed and can be seen by the public or pupils of the school.
So they can pretty much just pick and choose how they want to enforce that, isn't it?
Right, yeah. So, and we know if the sensitivity is one way on this, anti-cop sensitivity, then that's inappropriate to put something down. And probably they don't like your defense of what the police did here. But certainly that's constitutionally protected, I would think. It comes back to this good shoot thing, and we don't even know if it was just one person that was offended. And again, they had the opportunity to say, look, we talked to Robert. He's not going to post on something like that, realizing our position. Then you'd have to decide what you're going to do. But wow, this is the nightmare, Robert, that too many people face, and we hear stories like this routinely. So I'm glad our mutual friends contacted me on this. So the next step, you have an attorney looking at this, right?
That is correct. I was not given any information as to whether my dismissal was because of the addressing it to liberal friends who asked the question, whether it was the actual true facts that I posted, was it the good shoot that I posted, and I have no idea who the complaints where it came from.
Yeah, you don't even get a sense of your accusers here. That's just absolutely wrong. And look, I get it. This takes the pressure off them. They believe, but maybe not. Maybe if you have a good attorney, that this is going to bring to a head situations like this, in which you certainly didn't say anything, in my view, that's out of line. And if it was mistaken, you could apologize for that and move on. But just to be dismissed, that's outrageous. So, and I was told of your record, how good it is, how much service, what you're providing to that. And that certainly should be taken into account. You're not some new guy that showed up and the first couple of days on the job, you're in a beef over this. That's not the case. So, Robert, what we'd like to do is, I'll put you on hold again, make sure you have all the information with Dan. When you have an attorney, when this starts to crystallize, we'd like to have you and your attorney back to talk about it in detail then.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.